Audio Boo, hey, it's Adam Daniel Mazzei in Toronto, Canada. Welcome back to my channel, or something like that. Thanks again for listening. Well, today was day 5 of the hotdocs.ca, Hot Docs International Documentary Film Festival. And it was my 4th day on the scene, and I saw 4 documentaries today. The most that I've ever seen in one sitting at Hot Docs. In my recent memory, I may have gone previous years and seen crazy amounts of docs. But I saw 4 docs, and that was more than enough. I think I'm going to cap out at 3 per day, and that's it. 2's ideal, 3 is like pushing it, 4 is like just really going over the top. Now, I remember all the films that I saw, and of the 3 of them, I can say that 2 were excellent, and one of them was like, okay, and the other one was like, what the? So, let's have a little review. The best doc of the day was a film by a filmmaker by the name of Doug Block, and his film was called 112 Weddings. Doug Block is a wedding photographer, and he basically pitched an idea during one Hot Docs pitch forum that, in search of financing, the idea was he wants to go back to some of the couples that he's documented over the course of his career since the late 80s. And he wants to basically ask them if they're still married or if they're still happy in their marriages or if they're divorced, the reasons for their divorce or basically what happened. And to compare and contrast, you know, the images of bliss and kumbaya on the wedding day, you know, the most glorious and greatest day in a lot of people's lives, obviously, that get married. And to compare the situation and how they kind of evaluate themselves or their lives at this stage in the game. And it was exceptionally good. The first film that I saw, it's a 1:30 screening in the afternoon, and I got very teary-eyed at a certain stage during the playback. It just hit a lot of nerves for me, I can safely say. No, I've never been married, but it just kind of hit a lot of really interesting points, and I think Doug knew that it was going to be that way, and it just really hit it. As luck would have it, I had the very good fortune to sit next to the very engaging and the very charming Yulia Ivanova, or as we call her in Canada, Julia Ivanova. And Yulia was extremely charismatic, and we had a chance to get a few good giggles. And for those of you who don't know who Julia Ivanova is, she is the director of this really good documentary called Love Translated, which was one of the films that I saw, of course. From there, I went to see a film by two directors. Let me see if I get their names right. I think it was David Alvarado and Jason Susberg, who were the directors of their film called The Immortalists. About two particular individuals, Aubrey de Grey and Bill Andrews, who are scientists of different whatever persuasions, that are seeking to find the cure to immortality. That has a lot to do with a protein end that is on the end of DNA or chromosomal cells called telomeres. And so there was a whole discussion about that, and these two somewhat quirky guys who, you know, who are virile and older and still working extremely hard to get to this cure, and they encounter struggles with financing and with, you know, keeping on. It was a really good doc. The second doc that I saw, and that was the second best doc that I saw. And from there, then things kind of, I don't want to say went downhill fast, but they kind of started to go in a downward slope. I saw See No Evil, which was a Dutch-Belgian co-production about what happens to show business apes, primarily chimps, when they're no longer needed or they're too old. And I'll have you know that an old chimp can still bite your arm off, even though they look kind of hoary and old, like old human beings do, but they can still rip your limbs off when they're in a rage. But in any event, it was kind of great to see that film. It was a really interesting shooting style. They had a lot of silent moments where they cut up the sound entirely, or where they had a soundtrack, or where I literally, there were a couple sections where I started to pass out, And I think that's because I went for like a really aggressive run for about 40 minutes in between screenings. I had to fit a workout in somehow, and I just started to pass out at a certain point, crappily enough. And I think I haven't drunk a lot of water today, too much information. And then the last film that I saw was a documentary called Life After Death, which had a lot of promise. Basically, it was a film that by Jason Collender, and it was a film about, I might have his name wrong, Colliner. I think it's Jason Colliner. Excuse me, Jason. And it was basically a Joe Colliner. And it was a film about days in the life of a couple of Rwandan guys. A couple of curious things about the film. First is the producer and the executive producer were kind of these kind of, I don't want to say born again, but they were like severe Bible-thumping Texans from the United States, literally, who put up the cash from two organizations. The people from Texas do a lot of really good work. They do a lot of really good philanthropic work. They're extremely generous. They're extremely magnanimous. I have to say that for sure. But there's a little bit of an agenda, so that was kind of interesting to see how they would go about their business. And he took a lot of really interesting shots, but the filmmaker didn't really know what he wanted to do with that picture. And it kind of, and things kind of lagged along, unfortunately, in a way that was kind of peculiar. And I enjoyed the film. I stayed for the whole thing. The Q&A was... ...documentarians is if they have some pizzazz and they're mesmerizing, or they deliver really good Q&A, or they have really good personality or something about them. This particular guy was kind of just... Sorry, Joe, you were just kind of like... just really calm, or maybe he was just late or whatever the case may be. But so that was the final doc, Life After Death. And yeah, it was interesting. So 2 out of 4, not a bad day. I had a good day. I had a better day yesterday. I didn't have a bad day today. I just had a better day yesterday. And I had a chance to also go to a panel at 11:30, which was kind of crappy. Crappy panel today. Panel was about transmedia documentaries, cross-media documentaries, and documentaries for the tablet. For tablets. And it was just kind of... The moderator was a bit of a... He was a little bit too boxy for my taste, and the presenters were a little bit too dry. They had a German guy up there who's the editor-in-chief and owner of a really good online magazine with 10,000 subscribers called Astronaut Magazine, but he was just kind of really, like, ho-hum. And a couple of the other people there were kind of singing their own praises, trumpeting their own horns, so I thought it was kind of like, eh, so-so, this, that, the other. All fine and well. I should go to a couple more panels today, because that's where you do a lot of good learning, but I can't help it. There's a lot of really good projects. But I think on Wednesday we'll do more panels, just because it might be good to take a little break from some of the screenings, and I'll sandwich the screenings around the panels. We'll see what I'll do. But it was a decent day, and met a couple of interesting people, and keep on moving on. So thanks again for listening. Day 5 of the Hot Dogs Film Festival. My name is Adam Daniel Mazet at The Real ADM, wishing you and yours, wherever you are listening to this, many, many, many good things.